Checking in. A The Mandalorian fanfic. Written by Bluebells. Read by Black Glass.
So I pointed out that, no, I don't mix business with pleasure. When I go to the healing baths, I'm not recruiting any... Are you listening?
Din's cheeks heat, and he looks from the giggling baby in his lap to Kara's exasperated face on the Crest's console. Her hollow projection shimmers as she cocks her head to the side, eyebrow rising in judgment.
Yeah?
Din insists, somewhat lamely. The child gurgles with amusement, kicking his feet against Din's hand, holding them gently. The kid had joined early in his call with Kara, and whimpered, arms raised, standing on his tiptoes until Din reached down to scoop him up. At first, he seemed content to lie back along Din's thighs, face turned to the ceiling, gaze wide and ears twitching, as he explored the Crest's blinking lights and shining surfaces from this curious new vantage. To Din's disappointment, he soon tired of that, and started pushing his large feet against Din's abdomen, giggling at the ting-ting of his claws on the Beskar. Din tried holding those large feet captive, but the kid was surprisingly strong.
Hey, you're the one who called me for an update,
Kara reminds him. But she's smirking, as though she can see Din's blush, at trying to contain a child shorter than his knee. Her gaze drops to the kid, raising his feet at Din, claw toes flexing as though in a challenge.
Is he getting bigger?
Din winces, as the kid lets out a mighty, ear-splitting squeal of delight.
Or just louder. Braver,
Din groans, bracing his hands as the kid kicks his palms like target practice.
Not sure that's a good thing.
The impact barely registers, and the kid's legs are short. It's kind of funny. Kara hums thoughtfully.
A brave kid is confident. He must feel safe with you.
Not deigning that with an answer, Din grunts when the kid's surprisingly dexterous foot wraps around his thumb, tight and firm. Curious, he lifts, slow and experimental. Kara whistles, impressed when the kid hangs on until he's dangling free upside down, blinking in wonder from Din's helmet to the hand raising him higher. The kid coos, body curling, arm straining, but he can't quite reach his own feet.
Is that new?
Kara asks.
That's new.
Apparently the kid reaches the limit of his own curiosity, and unable to touch Din nor his own feet, those big eyes screw up, his mouth twists in a deep upside-down frown, and his curious sounds morph into unhappy mewls.
All right, all right.
Din brings the kid to his chest. The grip on his thumb immediately releases, and the kid rights himself as easily as instinct, small face burrowing into Din's gambeson above the collar of his Beskar. He sighs, bracing a gloved hand beneath the kid's bottom to prevent him from sliding on the cuirass.
I think he's a predator,
Kara says. Her arms cross over her chest, eyes narrowing thoughtfully. It's too bad Kara can't see the face Din pulls over the ears twitching, ticklish, under his chin.
The way he moves,
she says, as though she isn't watching the child curl into a tiny ball in Din's hand.
I've seen him hunt. He's small now, but the right instincts are there.
For a moment, he considers telling her about this small predator, pouting at him every night, until he allowed the kid to curl up against his side. A predator? This little one?
Sure,
Din shrugs, absently patting the kid's back to help him settle. If he falls asleep in the next 5 minutes, Din might actually get the chance to finish some work without him underfoot. He almost misses the days when the kid was too hesitant to do more than sit and watch him quietly. Almost. He can't deny the warm satisfaction at witnessing the kid grow in confidence, even at the expense of his own peace and quiet. Some sacrifices are worth it.
So why does Grief want you to recruit the Twi at the healing baths?
Kara rolls her eyes so hard, Din fears her head might roll off her shoulders. Her arms drop to her sides with heavy exasperation.
You will not believe the week we've had.
And Din has never been a fan of gossip, but leaning back in the pilot's seat, with the precious bundle of warmth purring into his neck, and the person he would cautiously call his best friend, recollecting the latest drama on Navarro, he has to admit, this new normal is strangely welcome. End of story.
Thanks for listening.